A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Rebel Yell Podcast with James Easton, Peter Vale, and Sam Virgo.
Welcome to Rebel Yell, the podcast. I'm here with myself, James Easton. I've got
Sam Virgo
and Peter Vale.
So us three are part of the Rebel Yell brand. Sam, tell us about the Rebel Yell brand, how you started out.
So with Rebel Yell, it was never really a brand to start off with. It was quite new, unique. We hadn't done a fanzine in a while. We did have a fanzine, I believe, back in the 70s and 80s, which is an interesting concept. Just wanted to try and rekindle that, really. And you look at the programme, it wasn't getting reviews and people weren't potentially buying that. They didn't necessarily have a voice. My reason was to join the Supporters Association and really bring that together with the Away Boys. You know, because there's a lot of people that support us that aren't in the Away Boys. There's a lot of people that support us that won't stand behind the goal, and there's nothing wrong with that. You know, that they've all got a right to support Worthing FC, and it's about growing this club. So that fanzine was to give people a voice. You know, it's your town, your club. I say it all the time. By the fans, for the fans. We've done this ourselves. Obviously, with you guys, it's brilliant to have you on board, and that's how the brand's come about. We've turned it into almost a juggernaut at the moment, which is great.
So we had the first fanzine in August, was it released? Or was it July with pre-season you released it? And it's had the third edition just been released a couple of weeks ago. Fourth one out soon?
So we've had three editions already. There's still some copies left of issue three. I'm actually just released the e-copies today, which you might have seen on our socials. We will tell you about our social media handles in a bit if you don't already follow it. With regards to issue four, that will be out at the Bishop Stortford home game.
Fantastic. And then we've evolved the brand into rebelyell.live, which is kind of like Pete Vale's baby here, isn't it, Pete?
Well, it was something we tried, wasn't it? Was it Potter's Bar back in October, I think it was. And I was on Mixer to just to Sam was listening, typing messages saying, yeah, it sounds all right, it's okay. But I was actually behind the goal that day. It's quite difficult behind the goal to see exactly what's going on.
I can't
on,
think
on
why it might be difficult. Yeah. Why is that, Pete?
Yeah. You can't always pick up what's going on. You know, you can't even see the lines of Potter's Bar if you're sort of 60 yards away.
And the temptation of joining in the singing and everything. And, it's,
yeah, you know. And the joining the singing, and you've got, you know, you're with the fans who are talking all the way through.
So. I mean, the difficult thing at Potter's as well is, you know, it was in the sticks. The content wasn't good. The signal wasn't good. You know, so you were cutting in and out, and we were really like, look, we're not ready to launch this yet. We have to do a little bit of work, and we have done a lot of work behind the scenes to get it what it is now.
Yeah, we've still got, obviously, technical issues from time to time.
Yeah, I guess that's modern-day technology, really. We haven't got the Ethernet cables or a sort of a luxurious championship ground to do here on most away games.
But. Well, we found the home commentaries have been a lot better than the away commentaries. I started it again at Brighton Sea. I stood outside the bar there, hugging their Wi-Fi connection on the...
And you did have a few confused faces as well, didn't you?
Then? Yeah, a few confused like faces people, looking at me, thinking, what the hell is he doing with his little, silly little earpiece?
Probably even more so when we were singing Pete Vale, Give Us A Song.
Yeah, which I did.
Yeah,
which got even more funny looks. But yeah, but it went well, you know. It was only put out to the, we put it in the chat, didn't we? We said, you know, jump on it, see what the boys think about it, the away boys, because we've got a little chat group between ourselves. Yeah, and then we done it again in the next home game, wasn't it? Which was,
it was that was Leatherhead in the Velocity.
Yeah, Leatherhead in the Velocity, and then it's snowballed since then. And you know, basically, I'd love to be behind the goal every game, the away boys with Sam.
You do miss it a bit, don't you?
I do miss it a bit. Yeah. But again, as Sam always says, it's by the fans for the fans, and if I'm offering a service to the fans that they can't get to the game, so let's give it to them. Okay, I've had to sacrifice myself a bit, so have yourself. So, Sam, the other night.
Yeah, I mean, it's all been a massive whirlwind, and we can't thank everyone enough for the response and the feedback that we've had. On behalf.
We've had like 3,900 actual listens in total, which is amazing.
Which has been brilliant, and again, it all stems really from having a voice if you're a fan. You know, if you come to a game, you can speak to Stu, you can speak to George, you can speak to Adam.
Yeah.
They will be fair with you and clear with you and tell you their real genuine honest thoughts, and I think we need to give a massive thanks to the club as well for actually taking this on board and saying, look, well done lads, you're doing a brilliant job.
Yeah,
well, and I mean, actually, like, you know, go to
the 100 listeners country. You had the other night at Potter's Bar.
Yeah, it's a record.
Bishop's Stortford. And at the end of the day, you think about that was 100 listeners, and that was probably got from the club retweeting. And that's what, you know, we're doing this in sort of support with the club, aren't we? We, you know, we can't grow without the club. And the fans, you know. So we've had Gary from the Sports Association with you, Pete.
Yeah,
and myself a couple of games, and Sam did the last one.
Yeah, we had Gary at Cole Shorten last week, so another thanks to Gary. And he'll be doing it on Saturday with me as well.
No, it's fantastic.
What we've always said is everyone can get involved. You know, if you want to have a go at co-commentating, just ask Pete, have a chat with him, because we're more than welcome to get more people involved, because again, it's your town, your club, this is our club, and we want to make it successful.
And I guess the same goes with the podcast, like, you know, I contacted Sam a few months ago now, wasn't it, I think, and we said, like, have you thought about podcasts? And I know Hayden, who's part of the subcommittee Rebel Yell, he had mentioned it before, but through uni commitment something else has happened, and you know, it's great to take it on, because you hear our three ugly voices on the radio right now. I can't really say ugly faces, can we? You have to say ugly voices. But there'll be more chances for other people to come join us in the studio. Players, management, George himself, and anyone else who wants to come along. I mean, I know people have shown a bit of interest in it.
Well, we've managed to get them for the radio.
Yeah.
I've got the interview with Van right at the end of the game the other night when he's just coming off the pitch. And, you know, and I think that's what the fans like, is the interaction with the players. So that's sort of the content we want to give as well, not only on the radio, on the podcast as well.
No, it's true, and I think, you know, what we're looking at doing is giving you guys what's going on about the club, you know, what's actually happening around the club. Like, well, we've got the RebelYell.live broadcasting service every match day. We'll play the highlights of that, we'll do funny clips, we'll get some interviews as Pete's done on training days, and we can play them to you. I'm sure Hinch will get involved. George has said he's going to get involved. Hopefully we're going to have George for the first podcast, as this is a preview, this is what's coming up soon. Sam, anyone else that's had an interest? Have you heard other people?
I think it's great that everyone's taken to it, and you know, we've had a few interviews on the radio with Jasper, and I did a bit with Finn for the next edition of the fanzine, so look out for that as well. With regards to sort of this whole brand in general, we're just looking to grow it, and again, we can't grow it without you, the fans. I said, with regards to the e-copies, launched it today and already had two buys. You know, issues one and two sold out. Someone's already bought it off online, so that shows how popular it is and how much people want to sort of get involved with it.
Yeah, I mean, gentlemen, what should we give the listeners a little preview of what's actually going to come on these podcasts? I'll start off. I think we go to Pete for his away days preview and reviews and everything on RebelYell.live. What are you going to give the listeners on that, Pete?
I think basically, I do a piece in the fanzine, which is reviewing the games for the previous month. So it's sort of going to be like that, but sort of from a commentator's point of view, because it is a different world when you're doing commentating rather than standing behind the goal with a pint in my hand singing my head off.
Yeah. Well, I think we say is that we've got our own Motti now, don't you agree, Sam?
Yeah, or Martin Tyler, as some people have alluded to.
Yeah, don't put the first
don't
part
the first, bit, the first bit that's in the Away Boys chat, I don't think we need to allude to on here. I mean, should we have a little listen to the highlights of the first commentary that we've done? I've put into a little compilation.
Go for it.
Yeah, go for it.
RebelYell.live.
Lovely turn by Jesper. Cross in.
Yes! And that's the goal! That's the goal!
And that is Jesper!
That was Jesper!
Jesper behind them with a goal!
It is a penalty!
I think he's going to go right.
I'll go left as you said, yeah. Right.
He's gone yes! right, gone left, and Callum with the goal.
After post, and that's
2-0.
Plays it to the edge.
Oh, Ricky, oh, yes! It's gone through! Yes! It has actually gone through the goalkeeper's legs.
I told you he's lost it! He's lost his head! And that's a fantastic goal by Worthing!
Reece crosses in the
it's a goal! It's Lloyd!
Lloyd has got his own
goals!
Why did it have to come from the corner? Why did it have to come from the corner?
Come to the edge of the box to Finn. Finn, try a shot. Yes! It's deflected! It's deflected! And Finn Stevens has his first goal for Worthing! So it's Dawes with the spot up against Clayton. Yes! It's in! It's in! We have stolen! We have absolutely stolen this game! Didn't quite get there. It's going to be hit from Aguilar. Yes! And that's the goal! Ricky Aguilar again! Ricky Aguilar right on the stroke of half-time. Got it on the edge of the box. Hit it right-footed straight into the corner of the net.
Match day. In association with Gagemaster.
Pete getting very excited, myself getting very excited on there. I think I need to calm down when I'm on that microphone. I need to try and find a fine line between being behind the goal and being on the mic. I think Sam and Gary did good on that, but I was just getting too carried away on that, especially that Chesson match. Pete had to tell me to calm down a couple of times.
Yeah, because you wasn't happy with the goalkeeper in that game.
No, I mean, him running out all the way to Ollie when he got fouled on that halfway line, that was just
and when
really
the ball,
wound me up.
Yeah, and when the ball went through his hands, you absolutely lost
it. And I know Sam was leading a few of those, it's all your fault chance behind the goal when we were out there. We could hear them quite loudly.
Yeah, I mean, what you didn't see at Bishop's is actually ran all the way down the steps to the bottom of the stand and then ran all the way back up and then came back on the mic. Again, daisy cutter, deflections, but it was a win and three points.
And we're doing so well at the moment, aren't we, guys? I mean, this is, you know, I've been in Worthing for a couple of years now and I've been supporting the club for about that time, and, you know, it's just an amazing feeling around the club at the moment. This is why we want to try and ride that wave of happiness. And, you know, what are your views? What do you think we're going to go up? Is it too early to say?
I don't want to comment specifically on that just because there's too long to go and I don't want to jinx it.
Well,
I mean,
Sam always tells me off for singing a specific song that might have the lyrics of Pump It Up, the Reds Are Going Up. I always get a bit of a telling off, but Pete comes and eggs me on to sing it, so I can't win, really.
I don't encourage him, Sam. Honestly, I don't.
I think, obviously, going back to the previews, it's not just the first team. It's the under-18s that are playing down here at Woodside or the Crucial Environmental Stadium tonight. Currently 0-0 at half time against Three Bridges. It's just nice to see all the people around the club. You've got the women's team as well. They obviously play most of their games on a Sunday.
And look how well they're doing.
They're doing fantastically, top of the league.
I'm beating all season at the moment.
Yeah, and they've got semi-final on Sunday away at Phoenix Sports.
It's crazy. And the under-18s have got to the final of the is it the under-18 Sussex Cup?
I'm not too sure. It might be the under 16s.
Yeah.
Definitely
the
got 16. Into a final.
Yeah, 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 the under 16s. Sorry, yeah. I mean, everything is going well at this club at the moment. It's such a great feeling to be around.
And that needs to be the platform for the fanzine, which it is. You know, there's women content in the fanzine. Needs to be the platform, maybe one day for the radio, if anyone wants to give that a go. For the women's games and the under 18s, we're more than welcome to do that.
Yeah, I'm sure Pete would love to have one of the female team up co-commentating on a Woodside Road match.
I don't mind.
No, it'd be good to just get a different voice. Probably sick of my voice, sick of Sam's and sick of Gary's after a while. Let's get some new.
Yeah. Sick of mine.
And then on the podcast as well, you know, again, if you want to come on it, if you've got something to say, come and say it, because this is your platform to speak.
And I think saying that on the podcast, players, you better watch out, because we're going to be coming up with you at 5 questions. That's one of the things we're going to come soon. So we'll let you know, and we're going to jump at you after a match and we'll give you 5 questions which are going to feature on the podcast. So get yourself prepared for me, Pete or Sam to come right at you once you've finished that game and put you right on the spot. And that's one of the other things that we're going to do, monthly reviews. We're going to try and release this podcast at the end of or beginning of the month, and we'll do a previous month's review and a month's preview of what's going on. You know, you guys are going to get some games, I'll get some games, we can all give a little point of view and what we really thought of that match. A sort of unbiased view, a true fan's view of what's going on.
Yeah. A biased view.
I've always said
the commentary is biased.
And again, that's the message we really need to give out here. If you are listening, we are, first and foremost, we're fans of the club.
Yeah.
There are going to be opinions. You might not agree with them, or you might agree with them. Again, we're not associated with the club here when we're doing this. This is our own brand, but we work as much with the club as we can because they've supported us through this.
And the only rules are you can't be drunk on the radio.
You can't be drunk on the radio or swear on the radio or sing on the radio as much as I've tried. Yeah.
Luckily for the podcast, we can
edit it out. Who's swore on the radio?
I haven't done it, have I?
No, you haven't.
I haven't done it. Have you done it, Samuel? He's gone very quiet in the room here.
There might have been a certain half-time team talk which had an explosive in it, but which didn't actually make it because of the technical difficulties.
That's very true.
So technically, have I?
Yeah, technically.
Is that still yet to be broken if no one heard it?
At least we haven't got the authorities really cracked down.
It's on the playback. It's on the playback.
He wouldn't do well on BBC Sussex, would he? I think he'd have been sacked before he even started. But, you know, it's that thing about passion. Pete's just bumped his head on the computer server here at Woodside Road. Talk about Woodside Road. We'll give you little news of what's happening with the
Crucial Environmental Stadium.
Crucial Environmental Stadium. I need to get that back into my head now.
So and a massive thanks to Dave while we're on that subject amazing. For sponsoring.
Brilliant. It's so good to see, and you know, hopefully you can see that shining bright in the Conference South next year, but we won't talk about that with Sam said, but
not yet.
We'll go on about what's going to go on about Woodside Road. You know, Sam and Pete were a big part of the murder mystery night back end of last year. Real successful night for the Supporters Association. There are plans to bring another one in the future, but I think the next big event coming here is the beer festival in association with Brooksteed, isn't it?
Brooksteed, also the bottle and jug department.
Yeah.
I had a quick brief chat with him with regards to a potential Rebel Yell beer that we might be releasing for that
one. We might even sign some cans and give them away. I'm sure they won't be worth anything. What about that, Sam?
Well, I don't know. Like, you know, radio commentators are like stardust these days. There's not many of them about, so you never know. You might get scouted, Pete. Yeah.
Well, he was offered someone on BBC Sussex, actually. Yeah, I think Saturday. Yeah. He said, do you want to go and do the match? He was like, no, yeah. I'm at Worthing game.
Yes, it's Saturday at Dorking FA Trophy game.
Yeah.
And bloke at Sussex said, do you want to go up and do the commentary? No, Worthing are at home.
Mate,
500 quid he offered me, and I turned.
You turned it down. Would he be doing that next season, Pete? You know,
absolutely. I'm a Worthing fan first and foremost.
Of course. No, it's great, and you know that's the thing with the commentary. It's just really nice to hear. There's been such great feedback, and you know we're loving bringing the commentary to fans like Jaeger Nick up in Berlin at the moment, and he loves listening into the commentary, and Hayden when he's down at uni, and just guys that can't get to the away game. So you know it's brilliant.
Add to that as well, like. Players' families.
Yeah.
You know, that's brilliant.
Callum Keeley's mum from Australia, just before he's sadly signed on a dual... Well, not sadly for him. I think it's great, brilliant. It just shows how well he's played this season. He's dual contracted with... who was it again?
Sutton United.
Sutton. And, you know, his mum was listening to the last few games.
Yeah, I lost a listener.
Yeah.
Gutted.
And it was the most luxurious listener, wasn't it? It was like, who cares about Tenerife or, you know, Southampton University or Germany? We want Australia. That's what we want.
We didn't have access to the chat on the radio at Bishopsthorpe because of the technical difficulties, but saw a message after from Carl Rushworth's parents.
Yeah,
they did ask for a shout-out, so this is your shout-out to Mr. and Mrs. Rushworth.
I'm sure we'll bombard Carl with a tweet and say, look, there you go, get your mum and dad's a shout out on the Rebel Yell podcast.
Yeah, we'll do some shout outs at the home games because it's a lot more stable Wi-Fi here. Mm-hmm. And it won't cut in and out, and we should be able to see the chat.
Yeah.
But obviously we want to upgrade our equipment anyway, so it should get better for the away games.
We've now got our microphones all funded from Rebel Yell's sales and the subcommittee and
the Supporters
Association sponsorship. We've kindly been sponsored by Gage Master. Ian's contacted us a fantastic to the end of the season, and a new sponsor hopefully coming soon for the Folkestone game, which we'll be able to give you further information soon on the socials, which is another fantastic. And it's not for you guys, we wouldn't be able to maybe support it as well as we can, because that's paid for the whole mixer audio supply for the whole season, well until the end of next season. Oh, February time, really, isn't it? It's at the moment,
and
yeah, it's fantastic because you know that's helped us. We don't have to rely necessarily on paying for it out of our own pocket, which we happily would have done. But you know, thank you guys for sponsoring and see faith. And if there's anyone that any sponsorship opportunities you fancy coming out to us, there'll be further information if you contact us on the socials.
What's been fantastic, you know, with the fanzine, we upped the pages from 24 to 28 straight away from issues 1 and 2. Off the back of issue 1, we had people coming up to us saying, "Can I have a page? Can I sponsor? Can I write this? Can I write that?"
Yeah.
And it's brilliant because people are coming to us. You know, we're not asking for the sponsorship. If you want to sponsor, you can do. We'll appreciate it, and it helps us make our service better, like James said.
Yeah, so it can only go forward. I mean, I'm actually really touched to think within the second commentary, we had two people contact us without us even putting it out there, saying, you know, we said if there's any opportunities, we were putting out the PayPal. If people still want to,
we are massively, massively grateful. It's like Ollie Kendall, he gave us £10, which actually paid for one of the microphones that we're using now.
So we'll call it Ollie's mic.
Yeah,
Sam's on Ollie's mic right now. We'll call it Ollie's mic, but you know, it's great, and thank you guys, and long may it last, and hopefully into a new league and a new season.
Yeah, let's hope so. Yeah, it should be fantastic.
So one of the other things we're going to do, we'll preview the fanzine. Fanzine comes out every quarter. Sam's the editor of that. Sam will be on here probably every other podcast, I'd say, the schedule, maybe every third. And we'll get that out and release and give you a preview so you can buy that at Woodside Road, the Crucial Environmental Stadium, I need to say, before the games. How many copies are left of the current one, Sam, issue three?
There's about 25, 30 of them.
Let's try and sell them out in the next home game, guys. It's really going well.
Well, we've got Christ up there, Folkestone the week after, so at the end of the Folkestone game, I expect all the fanzines to be set totally.
I'm gutted I can't make the Cray match, my BFF will be there, won't he? Remember old Bradley Pritchard after, were you here when I was fanboying over him, the ex-Charlton player who plays for Cray? Got a little selfie of him and chatted to him for quite a long time, which I was quite surprised at. It was really nice actually. But Cray, hopefully, another 3 points in the bag. There's a lot more fixtures to come.
Cray's a tough, tough game.
Yeah.
Tough, tough game.
Chesham will be, I think, a tough game as well after, you know, we saw the way they played on that home game in the league. They were, you know, they're quite a tough team, and it wasn't until we really had the players sent off that we could got those goals.
I think the Velocity Trophy, you know, it's a weird one. Like, what team are you going to play? We've taken it seriously, and give Hinch his due in the rotation.
We've had a lot of changes, but we've
taken it seriously. I think it's a cup that we can win. We know we can win it, whereas other teams are rotating or potentially not sending their strongest teams down. Was it manager played for Leatherhead, was it?
Oh, yeah, they'd one sub, didn't they?
And then the goalkeeping coach came on.
Yeah, they had injuries and illnesses and everything.
And his option, I think we read a match report after, he basically could have had it forfeited and fined, but he came with one sub and that was the goalkeeper.
Yeah. We've done very well to get home ties as well and not having to make those long trips midweek, because I tell you what, that trip next week for them midweek, they won't enjoy that.
Yeah. Which is fantastic. It'd be nice to get a big crowd for the Velocity. I know it's a Tuesday night, and a lot of people don't take the Velocity very serious, but we've got to a quarter final, so let's get the fans down to the Crucial Environmental and get behind the team.
There was a good point that was made, you know, with regards to three home games in a row. That is tough as a fan to pay out £30 on the spot, but at the moment, the way we're playing, it's worth it.
It's tough, but it's like I said, as Sam would know, my first article I wrote for the second edition of the fanzine, you know, I'm traditionally a Charlton Athletic fan, and Sam being a Chelsea fan, Pete being a Forest fan, we know how expensive the league is. So, you know, £30 would get me one ticket to Charlton. I know everyone's financial situation is different, but just come as a tenner, guys, come down and support the team, because I think we're on a run here and it'd be great to have more you part of it. We had nearly 1,200 for that Chesham game.
It was just over, wasn't it?
Was it just over 1,200? Yeah. And that was just amazing to see that the shed end was rocking. We couldn't stop complimenting it.
Yeah. What I think's really interesting is for that Folkestone game, Brighton aren't playing.
Yeah,
which is, you know, which, so we could be pushing for a 1,500 crowd for that.
There's going to be a few neutrals coming down. If you haven't seen on socials of the away boys, there is going to be a meet at the pub. What pub is it, Sam?
It's the Grand Victorian pub, so it's opposite Worthing Station. They'll be meeting in there from quite early, probably from 11 o'clock. There will be a march down to the ground as well. So singing. Jacob will be there with a drum.
Yeah, his drum.
Loads of flags.
I think me and Pete will try and get down there before we come and set up for the commentary. We'll probably go down and try and see what's going on down there. Maybe get some pre-match interviews we can put on the radio and stuff like that.
And stay sober.
It'll be a tough one to do, but... you know, might have a Coca-Cola and have to slip something in there or something like that to lubricate the vocal cords. I did not just say that, but you know.
I think you did just say that.
I did just say that, didn't I? Yeah, Guinness, didn't they say Guinness a day keeps a doctor away? So I'll put that.
Slip a Guinness in your coat.
Yeah, just call it and I'll get a flask. I'll get one of the Worthing flasks made in the club shop, £6. Yeah.
At least you're going to edit it.
Yeah. No, there we go. The club shop will be open again. They have a delivery of some new merchandise today, some new water bottles, £6, available at the next game. Support the club that way. Shirts are available, the rest of the shirts this season. I think the away shirt's on offer at the moment for £30 with a 10% discount if you are part of the Supporters Association. So get involved, get bought.
And there's actually some older shirts at the moment. I noticed they're on sale, 2 for a fiver. I know they're a few seasons old.
Yeah, they're still the slightly larger size as well, but there's retro. Also some smaller kid sizes available.
That. I need that. No, I've always looked for the larger sizes. I mean, the slim frame I am.
Really?
I'm like, yeah, I know. Well, Pete was giving me a bit of stick about I couldn't fit into a shirt. And I was like, yeah, here you go, mate. I'm in my shirt now.
Extra large boys for me, don't it?
Is that what it's for you?
I think so.
That's why it's skin tight. Anyway, guys, it's been great to just get you involved and just give the fans a little preview of what we're thinking of bringing to this podcast. We should be recording the first one in a couple of weeks straight after the Sports Association meeting, so maybe we could give a little bit of a few tidbits about what's going on in the Sports Association. It'll be fresh in our heads. Please do tweet us, Rebel Yell WFCSA on Twitter. Any ideas what you'd like to hear in the podcast? We're thinking about maybe running a competition as well, which we'll be able to digress a little bit more next edition. Sam, anything from you?
Yeah, so just you alluded to the social there. We've got the Rebel Yell brand account, got the main Worthing FC Supporters Association account, which is at Worthing FCSA. That's the one that you'll find on Facebook. If you search the Worthing FC Supporters Association, you will see news about Rebel Yell on there. You'll see the fixture posters up around town as well. So keep an eye on that. If you're unsure on the games, that'll give you the information.
Pete, from you, anything to
Yeah, just spread the word about the Rebel Yell Live, basically, because the more listeners I have, the happier I am.
And keep those comments coming in, guys. It does cheer little Motti over here up on the radio where you can see the chat. It's really nice to hear from you guys, and especially if you're listening from far abroad, like Cheryl was, Cheryl Keeley. And even the guys who was in Tenerife? We had someone from Tenerife.
Somebody in Tenerife. And there's somebody in Holland as well.
Yeah, there was. That was George's friend.
Phil Brown was in Tenerife.
Yeah, so it's great to hear from you guys. And this will be published on all major podcast providers, including Google Podcasts, Spotify, Apple Music. So do download and subscribe once we get the service set up and let us know what you think. But I think from now, guys, we can say thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah, continue to support us and up the Reds.
Up the Reds.
One for the treble.
The Reds are going up. Sam just looked at me. Thanks very much, guys. See you soon.
Cheers. Thank you.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. The future isn't scary, not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.